kind of coming into this playoffs being the underdog, how does it feel?
Feels good. I personally would rather be fighting from behind. We've been doing it, I'll say, all my life, it seems like. So being in that situation is something I'm used to. But I know we've proven ourselves to get to this point. I feel like the hardest part is to get to this point. So to know that now the kind of the slate's set clean and everybody's on the same page, we have a good shot as anybody.
Do you feel like you can break that JRM juggernaut?
I believe so. That's why we're here. You come into this situation as prepared as you've ever done. We've used the last 32 races to prepare us for this moment, and that's all you can ask for.
You know, some people have said that you are the underdog, and some have said that you'll could be the sleeper, the spoiler of this championship four. Do you believe that? And simply because JRM has three cars in there, and they have a lot of cars to prepare for, where RCR can put all their efforts in, you're just one of your cars.
Yeah, you touched on that. I think what you said about being able to put all of our resources, all of our efforts into one car, hopefully shows its strength as soon as we unload this weekend. But, yeah, fighting back from the underdog story I was talking about just a minute ago, it's something that I feel like I've prepared for my whole life, is trying to be put in this situation. So we did it last week at Phoenix. We've done it all year with certain things that have been thrown at us, and we figured out a way to overcome all of that. So just to know that, like I said, the everything's on the same page, everybody's on the same platform, squared away, even going into a one-race match, that's pretty exciting to be a part of, and know that we got to get a shot of anybody. And to know that we're going into the situation, everybody focused on one thing. Those guys got three cars to worry about. We got one, and that's what we're worried about.
Can you tell us where your homestead car came from?
It's a brand-new race car. We've actually been fluffing and buffing on it for the last month and a half. Danny Stockman, you know, he hasn't been able to be at the racetrack with me, but he's been back at the shop working kind of hand-in-hand with the body shop. All those guys putting in any little extra bit we thought we could get out of our bodies, out of our race cars. He's been kind of heading up that whole principle. So we look forward to what we're going to be able to bring this weekend.
So do you think you'll have equal speed going in?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's without a doubt, being around the race shop this week is the best race car we brought to the racetrack all year. So that confidence and knowing the confidence those guys have, that kind of trickles down to me. And if you're going to have that kind of confidence, it's the best time to have it now. Man, I don't have any pressure on me. I've kind of, like I said, lived my life just kind of fighting from behind. So I'm good being in the situation I'm in, and I actually like to think I thrive on it. So it's just cool to be a part of it. Going in last week, not knowing if you're even going to have a shot at it. If anything, low odds of having a shot at it. And how about that? Here we are. So just trying to enjoy the moment. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in the situation, and I'm trying to approach it like that.
Because there are only four of you guys, do you approach this race any differently?
I think you have to a little bit. You know, you got to be aware of who you're racing constantly, who you're around, especially as the race goes. But it is still 200 laps. You're still racing all the other competitors. But as the race winds down, that's when you got to really look at, you know, who's those guys you got to beat. With that being said, you got to stay aware and just do your job. That's what we did last week. That's what we've done all year. And for whatever reason, that's put us in the situation we are.
Look back at instances this year when you guys maybe outperformed them somewhere and think we can do it because we've done it before?
I do think so. You know, we've kind of been up and down as far as the performance side, whether it be from qualifying to the races, but we've shown kind of lights at the end of the tunnel where we could outperform those guys. So we did it for the majority of the race last week. William got two tires and kind of beat us down to turn one, and he wins the race. But we proved all race long that we were the best Xfinity Series driver that weekend, and that's what it's all about. So who's going to be the best one this weekend? Randall Burnett. Yep.
Over the week, William Byron posted a Twitter view of him racing legend cars. How cool is it that you are now racing for an Xfinity Series championship with Byron?
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, I'm not sure if you guys saw the other picture, but there was one, you know, a couple of years ago. Heck, he ran his first crate late model, a straight rail late model for me. I built a car, crew chief the car, assembled the team, and he actually drove for me. So to be able to see his progression, and just being all honesty, the kid's unbelievable. He did exactly what he's doing here in NASCAR. He did, as soon as he got in that thing, he was fast right off the bat, put himself in good situations. It was cool to be able to kind of guide him through it and just kind of go through the process of teaching him restarts and how to maximize momentum coming to the green of qualifying. Little stuff that we all learn at such a young age. Him starting as late as he did, it was cool to be able to be a part of that. So to see him transform into what he's done so far and everything he's been able to accomplish is pretty cool to be able to race with him this week for a championship.
Could that have been played as like a mind game to mess with you a little bit?
No. You know, William and I, we've stayed in contact throughout the whole year. You know, both of us being our rookie year in Xfinity Series, both coming from the trucks. I got a lot of respect for him, even with a little bit of time he's raced. So, and I feel like he he understands kind of my background and where I've come from and the stuff that we've been a part of together. So we just have a ton of respect for each other, and hopefully we can race that way. Honestly, believe it or not, it probably was some of those legend car days. Summer shootout, Tuesday nights at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Him and I kind of separate ourselves every week to be the two fastest cars. And I think luckily the year that him and I were in the same division, we got the best of him probably 60% of the time. So he can be beaten, but he's done a great job of putting himself in good situations. His family, the people that are helping kind of send him in the right direction, they've done a good job of that. So he's transformed into an incredible racer, and it's going to be fun to battle it out with him. Oh, gosh. I'm not sure if I can think about who won't be here. It's, like I said, being the opportunity is, I got a lot of family, car owners, people that have kind of put me in their race cars over the years for no better reason than just to give me an opportunity. Each one of those people are the reason I'm sitting here today. I guess right off the top of my head, Jake Indiana Carswell, people I drove for out of Georgia, super late mile racing right before I made my step into the truck series. There are probably two people that I don't think will be able to make it this weekend, but it's unfortunate, but I'd like to have them here if we could. Outside of that, we're going to have a lot of people that, like I said, supported me over the years, and we're going to be able to take those guys, put them on our back, hopefully carry all that momentum and all that support to help us try to run for this championship. Yeah, so Danny's, like I said, he's been very involved every single week since the Dover incident, moving forward himself, my engineer up to that point of the year, Luke Mason, they've all been it's almost been like just an extended group, if that makes sense. So Randall has had his whole group of guys. Danny and all my other guys have actually all kind of worked hand in hand and made this kind of a super team, I guess you'd call it. And, you know, Danny's been back at the shop, going through live pictures, everything that everybody's got resources to get nowadays during practice, and kind of just allow us to know what he's seeing from his side and how he would approach it. And Randall, with his experience and everything he's been through in his short career in NASCAR, to know, okay, he can take all that input and make a decision at the racetrack. So he's been a very, very integral part of all that stuff. Like I said, as far as pit stops and all that, you know, Randall's been the guy making those calls and making those on-the-fly decisions. But in preparation for the race weekends, Danny's been a big part of it. I don't know if I'd go that far with it. You know, you like to have the group of guys you start with and end with throughout the year, but I know that this race car has had a lot to do with what we're bringing to Homestead, has been prepared by him. So to know that we've had that to fall back on, and a lot of guys take a situation like that and get beat down. Danny hasn't. He's taken that as an opportunity to help us prepare, to help us move forward, help us get better as a company. And because of that, we all have a shot here to fight this weekend.